Page 91. Exam preparation. Listening practice 1. A nanny state government. You're going to hear a conversation about certain laws. Listen and choose the correct answer.
I don't believe it.
Neither do I. It's terrible. Fulham lost again.
I'm not talking about football. Mark, look at this headline.
Oh, smoke-free flats in Belmont, California?
Yes. According to the article, a new law in that city means that people who smoke in their own flats could be fined as much as $1,000. That's about £500.
That's actually not a bad idea, Deborah. I wouldn't mind if we had a similar law here in London. When our neighbour in our building smokes, we can sometimes smell his cigarettes. It really bothers me.
I don't like cigarette smoke either, but I just don't think that the government should regulate what people do in their own homes. It's just another example of the nanny state.
The nanny state? What does that mean?
It's an expression that refers to a government that passes laws in order to protect citizens from their own harmful behaviour. For example, I think that the laws that obligate motorcyclists to wear helmets and people in cars to use safety belts are nanny state laws.
Wait a minute, Deborah. Those laws can prevent some serious injuries.
But it should be a personal decision whether or not to wear a helmet or put on a safety belt. The government shouldn't be so overprotective.
I disagree. Serious injuries from road accidents mean higher medical costs. In many countries, the government pays for health services, and the government gets its money from everyone who pays taxes. So it's really not fair to make us all pay more taxes because of injuries that could have been prevented by wearing a safety belt or a helmet.
Okay, I see your point, but some laws are simply ridiculous. I heard that in some schools in the United States, the game of tag isn't allowed because children can fall and hurt themselves when they run. And there are even some public playgrounds there that prohibit running.
That is ridiculous. Kids like to run, and it's healthy too.
Now do you see what I mean? And speaking of health, some schools in the United States have banned crisps, fizzy drinks, and sweets from vending machines and school cafeterias.
Well, I can understand that. We've all heard that there's been an increase in the number of obese young people nowadays because of junk food and fast foods.
Well, that's true. But shouldn't everyone have the right to eat whatever they want?
Nobody's saying people shouldn't have the right to choose their food. But the people who passed the regulations banning unhealthy foods are only saying that those foods shouldn't be available in schools. Students can eat whatever they want outside school.
That's true.
And when it comes to food, there are laws that govern the growing, processing, and packaging of food. You wouldn't want to buy meat that's been allowed to spoil, or food that's been produced in unclean factories, would you? Nor would you want to use medicines that hadn't been properly tested for safety and manufactured correctly.
Of course not, but I don't consider regulations governing food and medicine to be nanny state regulations. I also don't think that traffic laws or laws against harming people or property fall into that category. But I do think that there's such a thing as personal responsibility and common sense, and that there should be limits to regulating behaviour. For instance, I'm not in favour of the law that prohibits holding a mobile phone while driving.
Personally, I think that's an excellent law. If you're holding a phone while driving, that means you're only driving with one hand. And that definitely isn't safe for both you and others.
Well, what about making it an offence to change the station on the car radio? Or talk to a passenger while driving? Here in Britain, the Crown Prosecution Service, which is responsible for prosecuting criminal cases, has actually suggested this. I think that's going a bit too far.
Now I agree with you. According to the law, drivers must be careful and attentive. So if someone causes an accident because they're distracted while changing radio stations or having an argument with a passenger, they can already be charged with careless driving. I don't think an additional set of laws is necessary in this case.
Good. At least we agree on that. And what do you think about the idea of making it illegal for pedestrians to cross a street while listening to an MP4 player or talking on a mobile?
It's hard to believe that talking on your mobile while crossing the street could be illegal.
I read recently that some legislators in New York are trying to do just that. They claim that pedestrians don't pay attention to cars and other road dangers if they're listening to music or talking on the phone. You know what? They might as well make it an offence to think when you're crossing the road. Thinking can also be very distracting.